This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. Clemente, the emotional documentary about Pittsburgh's great baseball icon, Roberto Clemente, will be in theaters September 12th, 3 days before Major League Baseball's official Roberto Clemente Day.
He just played at another level.
The unsinkable pirate.
You were just kind of in awe.
A Clemente home run.
He was so stylish.
Oh, how did he do that?
So unmistakable.
I've never seen a pro like that in my life.
I can never tell if he was aware of how cool he looked.
That was a very proud Puerto Rican.
To him, his people were first. And I'm telling you, don't mess with Puerto Ricans. Comprende, mi amigo?
The doc is directed by Emmy Award-winning filmmaker David Altrogi. And David joins us today to talk about the film. David, great to see you.
Great to be here.
I did pronounce your name correctly, right?
You did. You did. You win the award.
And also joining us is one of Roberto Clemente's three sons, former minor league baseball player, former New York Yankees broadcaster and philanthropist, Roberto Clemente Jr. Thrilled to have you on the show, Roberto.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. It was great to see you years ago at the Roberto Clemente Musical in Pittsburgh. That was a great event. Now, the Doc Clemente is told through stunning archival footage, never-before-heard recordings, and unprecedented interviews. The film reveals the story of this man who lived by his own uncompromising code, a double outsider. Too black for white America, too Latino for black America, Roberto Clemente refused to stay silent in the face of racism and injustice. So, Roberto, what was your reaction when you saw the finished product of the doc for the first time?
I mean, to say that I was very pleased and very proud is an understatement. I truly believe that the resilience of David and really making sure that he got in front of us after, you know, interviewing mom, mom's last interview, and being able to continue for all these years to complete this project, was amazing. And the finished product, as you could tell, we're very proud of. I believe it's a great call to action for all of us. To become better people, better citizens, and it shows. So I can't wait for everyone to go out and watch it.
The film is dedicated to your mom, Vera, who died in 2019. I had the extreme pleasure of interviewing her when Roberto was honored at Bear Stadium in Newark, when Bill Madlock was the manager of the Newark Bears. What a wonderful conversation we had that day. We talked about Roberto and Calypso dancing and everything. Roberto, tell us something about mom that we don't know.
You know, mom, when she met dad, she worked at a bank. I mean, very smart. And I think that's that trait that really helped her, help dad in everything that he did. But mom, I mean, after dad's tragic death, At 30 years old, three young boys, the woman really 3 weeks after the accident got the first meeting done to complete his mission and his dream of having a sports city for kids in Puerto Rico. And she dedicated her whole life. I mean, never remarried, never looked at him. She was married until the day she died. And it's something that we're amazed and proud of.
She said when she saw him, her heart skipped.
Ay, Dios mío.
When he got home, he told his mother, I met the girl I'm gonna marry.
Tenía un corazón de oro.
He would hold baseball clinics. And he would do it for free.
It really transcends sport.
When you talk about Clemente, you talk about the legacy he left outside of the game.
It was his way to getting his message across.
Roberto rolls into spring training, doesn't know what's about to hit him.
Puerto Rican culture was deeply maligned.
Dad was hot-tempered. You want some dirt? I'll give you some dirt.
You have talked about for 18 years. You don't get the kind of exposure that the other athletes do.
If I ain't good enough to play here, I have to be good enough to be treated like the rest of the players.
Finding out what really happened was the most devastating research I've done in my career.
For those who don't know, it was December 31st of 1972. I was only 10 years old, but it's a day I'll never forget when the Hall of Famer died in the airplane crash. He was delivering aid to Nicaragua. Now, for you, David, you have said you didn't really know everything about Roberto when you started this project. So what surprised you the most when looking into the history of this humanitarian first, ballplayer second?
Yeah, I mean, man, so many things. You know, the one of the great joys of this project in particular was, you know, learning the story as I was making the film and learning who he was as I was making the film, and, you know, coming across these you know, never before heard recordings of Clemente, and, you know, finding these lost home movies, Clemente home movies that were the family home movies, and just, it was just so incredible to sort of learn what a just three-dimensional person he was. He wasn't just a great ball player. He wasn't just a great humanitarian. You know, he was so much more than all that. I think, you know, the one of the best surprises for me was really learning about these moments of kindness and empathy off the field, and that were done in secret. You know, he would find ways to connect with fans, but he wasn't looking for press. He wasn't looking for media. It wasn't a photo op. You know, he'd see a kid throwing a rubber ball against a brick wall after a Pirates game when he was leaving the stadium. And he'd pull over and, you know, play catch with the kid. And then, you know, the kid's mom invites him in for dinner and he goes in and eats dinner with the family. If that were me and I were leaving work, I'd be like, no way, I got to get home to my family. But he was just looking for ways to lift up just normal everyday people. And I think that to me was one of the most delightful things to sort of learn as I made this film.
And that story, it was about Pirates fan Harry Hayden. And you will enjoy that when you see that. One of the great things about this documentary, David, is the animation to help tell stories. Now, obviously, that was a choice you made.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and it was a choice made out of necessity. So, you know, there's a lot of sequences in the film that are animated. And we had a wonderful team, Tandem Media, husband and wife couple do the animation all by hand, which is just so lovely. But it was because, you know, there were all these moments in Clemente's life that we wanted to include in the film that there weren't any photographs of, and there was no, you know, film footage of. So we had to get creative. How are we going to tell this story? Like, for example, the story of Harry Hayden, that fan, you know, he didn't have a cell phone at the time. It was, you know, 1971 or something. And so how do we tell the story, this beautiful story? And very quickly it became obvious that animation was the way to do it. And it really adds a really wonderful texture to the film. And it's one of my favorite parts of the film.
The common fan, the common everyday person is what Roberto was all about. We have our stories. My brother was 10 years old on the street in Pittsburgh with my dad. And my dad said, "That's Roberto over there." And
he went, oh my gosh,
and signed his autograph. And the funny thing about this, guys, is that we always took this annual bus trip to a Notre Dame football game. But my brother said to me, "You know, you're a huge memorabilia collector, as you can see behind me with my Roberto stuff." I met Roberto when I was 10 years old, and he signed an autograph for me. And I said, "Don, that doesn't happen to be on pink lined paper, does it?" He goes, "Yeah, why?" I said, "That's real? I thought you drew it. I saved it all these years." That was like 30 years later.
Wow.
And I gave it back to him in a frame with Roberto and with some of his bat dust and all that kind of stuff, so he could have it because it was his. It was his memory.
That's so cool.
Everybody has their memories with Roberto. You were so young, Roberto, when your dad passed away. But talking about the plane crash and how everybody, ball players, family, felt that day was so emotional.
Yeah, it's the connection. There's always a connection that when people tell me the story, they remember where they were when they heard the news. And they always kind of correlate and kind of say that the same thing happened when JFK. They'd say JFK or your dad, or, you know, a lot of parents cry for the first time. A lot of people say, "I never saw my dad cry for the first time or the last time. It was because of your father." And it's truly amazing, the connection and how people get so emotional because of that connection, how they feel, how they were impacted. They had a personal relationship with him. This film is going to really reestablish that, but most importantly, to the young generation, the people that don't know the story, they're going to really fall in love with that man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's a truthful telling. I mean, there are stories that show that Roberto certainly was human. There's also mm-hmm. the side, growing up in Pittsburgh, I knew about how the media treated him, because as I got into media, I remember that, you know, the media did not give him the respect that he deserved. And really, the world didn't until the 71 World Series, when he went off and helped them win that amazing series over the Baltimore Orioles. I was at Game 5. And we'll never forget Nelly Brown's on the mound, and Roberto, just watching him play as a young person in the stands, you just get this sense of you were watching, you know, a great player in everything he did, the way he threw the ball. And I mean, it's all talked about in the documentary.
In that World Series, Clemente showed the world what he could do.
Seguimos hablando por él porque creo que no se le ha honrado como se debe.
He wanted to represent every person suffering injustice.
I'm so glad that the two of you included my favorite player of all time, with Roberto being a close second, and that's Manny Sanguin. Mm. And Manny is a treasure, and was just inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame last year. I was there cheering him on as he was wheeled out in his wheelchair. Manny is a special person, and I know that both of you had to have him in this film.
Of course. Yeah, he was the first interview we did. He was the very first interview we did. And in 2019, we started making this film, and Manny was the first guy to say yes. And we filmed him at the Clemente Museum here in Pittsburgh. Dwayne Reeder, one of the executive producers of the film, arranged the interview. And it was, I mean, he was Roberto's best friend. And so he had to be in the film, and it's very fitting that he was the first interview we did.
For you, Roberto, what has Manny meant? Obviously, Manny talked about how, you know, he was his roommate, he was his friend. He would have never been the all-star catcher and a two-time World Series champion without your dad.
You know, Manny is still very close. Actually, I spoke with him yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, when Manny came up, it was a mutual thing, because Dad really felt alone. Even though he was established as a major leaguer, talked to the some of the players from the other teams and so forth, but to have someone that became a little brother for him and be able to take care of him and teach him about how to become a major leaguer and on and off the field, that was a great relationship. He needed someone to really speak Spanish and be able to really spend time. And Manny is one of those guys that his faith. Based lifestyle really was something that was really good for Dad as well, because they had the same values and they were able to kind of navigate life together.
And Roberto, in this film, Puerto Rico and the whole heritage thing, very strong. Obviously, when people think about Roberto, they think about Puerto Rico. What are your thoughts about how important it was to make sure people understood the early days of Roberto's family and life?
You know, Dad was very proud to be Puerto Rican. We, all three of us, had to be born on the island. And you can see it's very evident how proud he was to be Puerto Rican. He's still carrying, Clemente still carries the Puerto Rican flag to today. Still, when you hear the name Clemente, they're, you know, Puerto Rico, Pittsburgh, and Pirates. So those three things forever. Will be intertwined, and it's something that will forever be the case.
Well, you have to watch the doc to see all the stories and appreciate them. But Richie Hebner's story is one that you'll definitely want to watch and to listen to. It is so funny and so truthful. David, as you were putting, you know, this film together, others wanted to be involved. Obviously, even LeBron James is involved with helping out.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and I think you know, we had some really great people come on board. You know, Richard Linklater, who's an Oscar-nominated director, and just loves Clemente. When he found out about this, him and his producer Mike Blizzard, they said, "Hey, how can we help?" And I was like, "Well, you know, it would help to have you on board as an executive producer. Obviously, as a filmmaker, I'd love your feedback and notes, and just you know, he just came on board. And then obviously having LeBron James and his company, they just were so excited that this someone was doing this film. And was doing it, I think, with the care my team had put into it. So it was just, it was cool to see the sort of momentum that this film built. It was very organic and homegrown. I mean, I live in Pittsburgh. Roberto, you live in Pittsburgh. So it really started in Pittsburgh, and then we, you know, we went to Puerto Rico and filmed down in Puerto Rico. And Luis Roberto, who is Roberto's younger brother, lives down in Puerto Rico. So it was just, it was a very organic process, you know. It was, and I think people responded to that, and they saw, like, man, this is not just a kind of slap together documentary trying to, you know, capitalize on Clemente's name. It's a true, truly made with a lot of love and care, and I think that inspired people to want to get involved and help take this film to the world and take this story to the world.
Speaking of stories, you'll want to hear the Bob Gibson story as well.
Yes.
It is a classic, and I will save that for you to watch this documentary that's coming out in theaters on September 12th. I'll give you an idea about your dad and what impact. We had a person come and work on our refrigerator because it was on the Blitz. Well, we started this conversation, and we really couldn't connect in English, all right? He was speaking Spanish. But I mentioned Roberto, and I showed him my jerseys. I showed him my pictures. I told him that I interviewed Vera. Before you knew it, we were best friends. I mean, he is a god, let's face it. He is a god to many people, Roberto. As his son, how has that been for you?
You know, that story really shows what I always say. He still is a unifier. When it comes to, it doesn't matter, even in politics. I mean, when you have both sides of the aisle be 100% and actually kind of honoring my father, for example, it doesn't matter where you come from, what religion, political background, whatever it is. I mean, he unifies people because they all love who he was as a human being. And then as a player, obviously. But, you know, that story, that human interest story touches everyone. And even the kids, when they learn about him in third and seventh grade, they become fans. And so he's now has a new generation of kids that are learning about his story. And now this project is going to really cement that even further for them to be able to watch it in the big screen or the TV and be able to really connect with that story.
Doug, I just want to say something as someone who has been able to observe Roberto and his brother Luis and his mom in public. You know, I think it's easy to forget that they carrying on the Clemente legacy is an honor, but I think it's also there's a weight to it, and I've seen it, Roberto, in your life. Just, you know, everywhere you go, people are coming up, and you're so generous with them. You're so kind to them. I mean, I remember, you know, and your mom was the same way. I only interacted with her a little bit, but I was at a fundraiser at the Clemente Museum, and she had been working all day. She did an interview with me. She did some other interviews. And then at the museum, she was sitting down just connecting with Al Oliver and Manny. She hadn't seen them in years, and people were coming up and interrupting her. And I would have been like, guys, like people to the people interrupting me, like, leave me alone. I'm talking to my friends here. But she was so gracious and so kind. And Roberto, I've seen you do the same thing. Just as people come up, you know, I just am so struck by that, and sort of the way you choose to honor your father by showing kindness to people, even if it's not convenient, even if you're tired, you know. And your mom, same way. And it's been really cool to see. And your brother, you know, your brothers as well. It's just been so cool to see. And I don't think most people don't see that or don't think about the work that Roberto and his brothers and Vera did to keep the legacy alive through interacting with fans and through showing kindness and empathy to people, and not just seeking the limelight.
It's about love with this family. This Clemente family. It is all about love and caring about others before yourself. And yes. Thus it was, you know, something he was doing to help others that eventually ended his life. And you had this feeling that he wasn't going to live a long life, Roberto.
Yes, he always said that. He always had, you know, that premonition, the feeling he was not going to be around as an old man. And he would tell mom, and mom would yell at him, not to say that, those things. But, you know, it became reality. It's something that for me, obviously, you know, having that premonition as well, is something that forever changed our lives. So I can't wait for people to really watch the documentary, because they're going to learn a lot about his life. And that's actually whatever David and the team could actually really kind of put together, because there's so much more that was left in the covering room floor that, you know, and you can do a whole new documentary on that alone.
Do that one for me, David. I'll watch a 24-hour documentary about
Roberto. I was just thinking, you know, the first cut we did of the film, it was just interviews. It was 4 hours long. My buddy John Lefkowitz took 50 hours of interviews and cut it down to 4 hours. Roberto, I don't think I've shared that with you, but I'll have to send you a copy of it just so you can see all the stuff that didn't make the final cut. But there's just so much stuff, so many stories, so many moments that are just so beautiful that, you know, the next filmmaker who can tell those stories in the next film that's made about Clemente.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, and so I'm going to put this plug in. Al Oliver is prominent in this documentary. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. He is one of the players that does not get the due recognition. Finally, Dave Parker did, and of course, it was after David passed away that he gets inducted. But Roberto Clemente Jr., first of all, I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for keeping the legacy alive, and I also want to thank your dad and your mom for making my life great.
Thank you, Doug. Fans like you have continued that fire, that legacy, to continue to be alive. So I thank you for that.
And we've also had Luis Mayrell on the show. We've had Danny Torres, who are all parts of this film. David, congratulations on a wonderful, beautiful doc that will make you go through a range of emotions.
Doug, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Clemente, Vantage Pictures presents this story, and it's in theater September 12th. 3 days before Major League Baseball's official Roberto Clemente Day. He was a legend for so many reasons, and this doc will help others who don't know his story find out so much more about number 21. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Doug.
Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can hear all the past shows, including those with Vera Clemente, Danny Torres, and Luis Mayrell at wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also hear Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Special thanks going out to 42 West and Team Clemente for their help in this episode. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.